Action Vision code CPN-S05-B1-1. That's CPN-S05-B1-1. And the action item name is, I have prayed to God accepting the requirements to get to heaven. I have prayed to God accepting the requirements to get to heaven. What's the purpose of this action? Well, it relates to prayer, salvation, and knowledge. Prayer, salvation, and knowledge. And the purpose of the action is to know that what has been prayed for from my heart are the actual requirements based on God's word that I will be entering into heaven. So to know that what has been prayed for from my heart is the actual requirements based on God's word that I will be entering into heaven. What are the benefits received through the completion of this action? Well, the first is have a true understanding of the requirements to enter heaven based on the Bible. Have a true understanding of the requirements to enter heaven based on the Bible. The second benefit is I have made a heart, life, mental, and soul decision to accept Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And the third benefit is place my trust in Jesus Christ and what He has done for me. What are the details of this action and or the challenges that we'll face? The course ID is 105. The course ID is 105. In Romans 10:10, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In John 1:1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the previous four lessons, we have learned about knowledge of salvation through the Word of God. Knowledge without proper application, i.e. wisdom, will make us think more of ourselves than what we should. This is probably one of the major reasons that the religious leaders of Jesus' day were actually a stumbling block to the masses. They were filled with much knowledge of God's written word, but their hearts were hardened. We all need to be, maybe even more so, with those who have been raised in Christian, quote-unquote, Christian homes, or have gone to maybe Bible college, and have a great deal of head knowledge. Ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts on a daily life, well, not daily lives, even on an hourly or minute-by-minute lives. 1 Corinthians 8, 1-3 says, not as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. Allow the prayer that comes from the heart through the work of the Holy Spirit to really minister in our hearts and our lives and our souls. A great website for searching and doing Bible study is going to be blueletterbible.org. That's blueletterbible.org. What are the resources and knowledge base needed to complete this particular action? Well, it's God's calling through the Holy Spirit and my willingness to open my heart to Him. Learn to use keyword searches as well as the strong concordance in blueletterbible.org. Who are the people who need to be involved? Point five, in the completion of this action. Well, we need a one-on-one spiritual mentor or shepherd, ideally. We need a core group of other Christians that I fellowship with on a consistent basis. Point six, what are the specific steps for the action for the projected projected completion date? Well, the first step is understanding God's requirements to enter into heaven. Not man's, not your opinion, my opinion, because they're really irrelevant. When God sets the law, I mean, you may have an opinion on how the law should be interpreted. I may have an interpretation of how the law should be written. But, you know, it's not our interpretation. It's not what we think it ought to be. It is the law. What does the law state? The same thing is true with God. The second step is prayer of acceptance of God into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And the third step is the Holy Spirit's work in my life, my heart, which will cause me to grow. Now let's take a look at, you know, what are some of the benefits? Well, there are individuals who have the knowledge of what is required to get to heaven, but it's not the knowledge that gets us to heaven. It's the acceptance within our own heart that seals that decision within our heart, mind, and soul. Once we make that decision, the next natural step is for spiritual growth. It's as natural as an infant wanting to nurse, or a 16-year-old boy wanting to drive and gain more independence. If we don't have that desire, we really need to ask ourselves if we really accepted Christ into our lives to be our Lord and Savior. Here's some great scripture to meditate on, Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 20:31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Acts 8:37. And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. Luke 10:27. And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth on him, the Son of God, should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 10:28-29. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's such a cool verse. You know, I was praying and meditating about that verse before today's lesson, and it's neat on how Christ says, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So Christ is saying this, you know, no one's going to take them out of my hand. And it says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. So not only do we have Christ, but we have God, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand as well. So it's like this layer of protection where they have, you know, both Christ and God, who Christ said is one, being able to do it. Isn't it exciting to know that God has made a way to heaven so simple that a child can understand and believe? What a wonderful God we serve, in that he has given us a free gift that all we have to do is accept it with our heart. Once you make that decision in your heart, it's time to start to grow spiritually. The four major areas within one's spiritual walk with God is prayer, Bible study, fellowship with other believers, and sharing one's faith. You know, if you look at one of the cool things about BlueLetterBible.org is you can do word searches. And so you could, you know, do a search on Holy Spirit. You could do a search on prayer. You could do pray, P-R-A-Y, and then a star or an asterisk. And it will go ahead and search all of those. And it's what we call a word study. So there's book studies where we can do a book, you know, study of an entire book of the Bible. We can do a word study and study specific words as it relates throughout the entire Bible. We can take a look at a topical study. And so we could take a look at marriage. We could look at, you know, purity. We could take a look at fervency. We could take a look at sharing Christ. We could take a look at honoring our parents. So we could do a topical study as well. And so there's different studies of the Bible. And what's neat is as we grow and develop spiritually and really have a passion to have a closer, more intimate, personal relationship with God, God has that desire for us as well. And so talk to the individuals that you know, that you're participating with. If you don't have someone that is spiritual mentoring you, you know, give CPN, Christian Professional Network, an email. Shoot them a quick email and say, hey, you know, I've made a personal decision to trust Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Or, you know, I'm thinking about it, but I have some questions, or I'm not sure how to do it, or I need some help on it. Shoot them a quick call, or shoot them a quick email at info, that's I-N-F-O, info at cpn.cc. That's info at cpn.cc. And they'll take a look and maybe connect a volunteer from that organization, or put you in connection with maybe a local church, local group of believers, or maybe give you some other resource or access to some other resource of others that may be able to assist you. Let's open up the phone lines right now for those that are participating in the live session. If you'd like to participate in the live session, that is held on Saturdays, Central Time in the United States, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. That's Central Time in the United States from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And the phone number for that is 405-244-5001. And the access code is 3335. That's 405-244-5001. Access code is 3335. You can also, around the world, participate through the internet. And again, you can email info@cpn.cc, and they'll be able to give you some additional information on how you connect around the world via the internet. Let's open up the phone lines. Deborah, what feedback or thoughts on this particular lesson? Oh, and if you're listening on the rebroadcast or on the radio, we try to keep the first kind of lesson to about 10 minutes. If you just have 10 minutes a day to be able to study and learn and, you know, take that and just do 10 minutes every single day. The extended session, which can be another 10 to 20 minutes of just participation from live, if you're not able to listen to that or maybe come back later to it, that's okay as well. But don't feel you have to take a full, you know, 20 or 30 minutes to do this. The first 10 minutes will give you so much, you know, encouragement in Scripture. So do a minimum of 10 minutes every single day and then build it from there as you're able to fit it into your schedule. Deborah, what input on today's lessons or thought would you have?
So, Mark, I missed the actual title of this lesson. It was an awesome lesson, and it's nice hearing all those different scriptures again.
The title of the lesson was, I Have Prayed to God, Accepting the Requirements to Get to Heaven.
I think it's mostly about prayer. I mean, I think probably I need to pass this time, Mark.
Not a problem. You know, when we go through, and just to give, you know, a quick overview, if you have not done the complimentary spiritual x-ray online, you can go to cpn.cc, that's cpn.cc, and you'll be able to take the complimentary spiritual x-ray online. And it takes a look at a number of dimensions within an individual's life. So it takes a look at where you're at biblically, you know, Bible knowledge, understanding. It takes a look at prayer. It takes a look at fellowship. And it takes a look at sharing Christ and witnessing. It takes a look at spiritual life cycle. So it looks at, you know, are we an infant spiritually, a brand, you know, new Christian, a baby in Christ? Are we more immature, maybe a youth? Or are we a stronger Christian, maybe into adult, or maybe a senior in spiritual life? And this is not necessarily age-wise, okay? You can have somebody who's been a Christian there, you know, for 20 or 30 years, and they're still in their infancy. You can have somebody that may be only a Christian for 2, 3, 4 years, and maybe they're really strong from a spiritual perspective. It takes a look at 4 areas as well. And this really is universal. It's universal law in all areas. And one is knowledge-based. Do we know what needs to be done? The second is, okay, once we know what needs to be done, is our heart willing to follow the knowledge base? Are we willing to trust Christ, you know, who we can't see, we can't touch? Are we willing to go forward based on faith? Once we have the heart, once we have the knowledge in the heart, the next is the actions. Are we willing to do the actions? You know, I was looking at, Jeremiah maybe 17, this week in my Bible study. And there was one, once again, where we were looking at, you know, where it was looking at, you know, the actions and the importance of taking action and following through. And then the fourth area is going to be results. If we have the knowledge and we have the heart and we go and we take the actions, we're going to produce some phenomenal things. Natalie, what would be some thoughts on this lesson that you might have? Are you on mute, Natalie?
Yeah, I just got off. I think when I listened to it, something that I was thinking about is, you know, when you have the belief, when you say the words, how do you keep it such a desire in your life? You know, you can believe and you can say it with your words and even live it out in your actions, but how do you keep Christ alive in your life? I think that in the past what I've tried to do is just really be fervent in prayer. And but it's interesting that you bring up, you know, how do you get into heaven? You know, just the acceptance. Talking about that, because that's something that I don't often think about.
Neat. You know, I think that often, you know, there's so many faiths, so many religions that it's work-based, but we know based on Ephesians that, you know, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And so we know that it is a gift. Now, the gift, you know, in marriage, you know, I gave myself to my wife, and my wife gave myself to, you know, herself to me, and that's a gift that we both gave and we both received. It was a gift. It wasn't something we worked or earned. It was a gift that we've given. And once we're in the marriage, that takes a lot of work. And so I think, you know, I look in and people say, you know, Mark, you are probably one of the most passionate people, one of the most intense people I've ever met in my life. How do you, you know, maintain, you know, that passion and that intensity? How do you have such a passion to share Christ with so many people? And you got to be careful, I think, what you pray for, because God does answer prayer. And I remember a number of years ago, I said, you know, if I have a heart like Christ has, if that's my desire, I know what a passion I have for my children. And if I have that passion for my children, not only to come to Christ, but to have a deep, personal, intimate, passionate relationship with Him, you know, that's just absolutely awesome. I want that for them. When I look at it, I'm like, you know, Christ wants that not only for my kids, but for every other child. Does Christ love my children any more than He loves any other children? The answer is no. Well, if He doesn't love my children any more than, you know, than any other children, loves them as much, no more, no little, well then, if I'm going to have the heart of Christ, then I need to love other children as much as my own children. And, you know, after a year or so of praying that, and that being my heart's desire, Christ, you know, God started to grant that prayer, and now, I mean, I have a passion for children that I don't know. I mean, I heard I have a heart for children that, you know, I are not my flesh and blood. I think in life, I mean, some people are passionate about golf. So, you know, we want to get out and we want to get to the golf course. Do we have that same passion, you know, for Christ? You know, I have probably the most passionate relationship on earth with a human being is my relationship with my wife. And I look at that and I say, that's a pretty passionate relationship. I want that and more of a relationship with Christ. So when we're in passionate relationships, when we're in intimate relationships, when we're in deep relationships, we look at that and we say, wow, that's a pretty intense relationship. Is my relationship with Christ more than that? I think when we experience those relationships, when I experience the passion of the relationship with my wife, I think that gives me an experience, a heaven on earth, that I can say, wow, I can relate to Christ. This is the relationship that I want to have with Christ. I think when we have very, very fond, very personal, passionate friendships with other people, that I think my belief is that transfers over into a relationship, and I'm going to have a more personal, passionate relationship with Christ as well. So I don't know if that kind of helped, Natalie, or if you had any follow-up questions on that.
No, that does help.
Cool.
It does.
Cool. Jonathan or Jindran or Melissa, you guys have any, I think you guys are on, any thoughts or perspectives on that?
I've actually been working a lot in my prayer life lately.
Speak up a little bit.
Sorry. I've actually been working a lot in my prayer life lately and working just through kind of what Natalie said is getting to actually have it show something in your life and actually be able to make it real instead of just something you say. So.
Cool. And I think, you know, tone, when our tone changes, our body language changes, then the passion starts to follow. And so when I talk in a more passionate manner, my heart starts to follow. As my heart starts to follow, then my words follow, and you create like a snowball effect. Dan, what thoughts in closing might you have to share with the group as it relates to, you know, accepting Christ into our life to be our Lord and Savior, you know, trusting in Him through, you know, and praying that? What thoughts would you have, Dan, maybe?
I just thought that if people just prayed that prayer to ask Christ into their lives, it's always important to always pray. Sometimes when you pray that prayer, you always have doubts like, did I or did I? But what the verse you shared about no man can pluck them out of my hand is a very important verse for someone who I just prayed that prayer. You can always refer a person that you shared Christ with to show them that they cannot be plucked out of the Father's hand.
That's really neat, Dan. And if you're listening today and you're not totally, absolutely rock solid concrete that you know that you're going to go ahead and spend an eternity, you know, in heaven with Christ, with God, you know, it's not magic words. And so I'll share kind of a prayer, and it comes from the heart. So kind of the ingredients would be, you know, dear God, I know that, you know, I'm a sinner. I know that the penalty for that sin is spiritual death, eternal death, death forever. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sin, and I would like to ask Christ to come into my life to be my Lord and Savior. If you've never prayed that prayer, or if you prayed that prayer in the past, but maybe it was just the words, maybe you felt pressured into it, you know, maybe you felt that, hey, you know, I don't know if I really meant that. I mean, only God knows the heart. And so pray that, lock that down, put that in today and say, you know, based on this date and time, salvation is not a feeling. There's feelings in salvation, but it's not. My children, sometimes they feel like my, children, sometimes they don't. But you know what? Even if they don't, they're still my children, regardless of their feelings. But they need to be a child. They need to be my child to be my, you know, they need to be born into my family to be my child, or they need to be adopted. I mean, one or the other. And so if you have not made that decision, or if you've made that decision and you are not totally sure, as Dan shared, once you've made that decision, you know, you're there forever. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing anybody else can do to rip you out of the, you know, out of the Father's hands. And so, again, I encourage you to pray that prayer. If you have prayed that prayer right now, you're a brother or sister in Christ to me and to people all over the world. And our next responsibility is to connect with other believers and to help them and to encourage them and for them to encourage and help us. And again, if you don't have somebody right there, if you don't have somebody you can pray with, if you don't have somebody that can encourage you, you know, email info, that's info, at cpn.cc today, and let them know that you've accepted Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior, and you'd like somebody to connect with, and they will put you in contact with a volunteer, with somebody else that can help you, and you can help them, and you can encourage one another. This particular action vision code has been, I have prayed to God accepting the requirements to get to heaven, and that's Action Vision Code CPN-S05-B1-1. That's CPN-S05-B1-1.